This week's Torah portion is called Vayakhel. We read about the Jewish people collectively taking part in building the tabernacle. And in referring to the talents of each individual, the Torah uses the term chacham lev, which means wise-hearted. The commentator Ibn Ezra points out that they performed this task even though they have not learned that wisdom themselves. The Jewish people never underwent any formal training in how to build the sanctuary. The people of Israel during this period of time did not have strong backgrounds. In fact, they had come out of slavery. They were not well-educated professionals. In fact, they were hard-working laborers. Their talents were unique, however, because of the devotion and goodwill they brought from their hearts with the help of God. A very important lesson emerges from this verse. There is a significant difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is the accumulation of data, facts, and information. Wisdom, on the other hand, is the intuitive ability to make moral distinctions of what is right and wrong, good and evil, and what is just and unjust. In American society, we glorify the highest academic degrees from the most prestigious universities. These degrees presumably require a great deal of knowledge. Knowledge is useless, however, if it is not put to beneficial use. I am sure we have all come in contact with people who possess lots of knowledge but lack wisdom. I once met a prominent pulmonologist who would smoke at least 3 packs of cigarettes a day. I once met a very well-respected parenting expert who herself is estranged from her own children. Judaism requires us to study a great deal. But to be a good Jew, our learning must manifest itself in our day-to-day activities. Horace once said, "Wisdom is not wisdom when it is derived from books alone." Wisdom has to be internalized. This requires keen insight on our part and common sense, seichel, as they say in my native tongue. The book of Proverbs teaches us, "Wisdom shall enter into your heart and knowledge shall be pleasant unto your soul." So whenever we engage in an endeavor, let us not say, "I am an expert, I'll do it the way I was taught," but rather let us bring all of the resources from our hearts to the task at hand. And in this way, we will acquire true wisdom. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please check us out on the web at KehilatMoshe.org. There you will find all of our podcasts, both present and past. You could please also share our podcast, which you can find on our Kehilat Moshe Facebook page and on Twitter at KM Sheepshead Bay. If you have any questions or comments or wish to sponsor one of these podcasts, please feel free to get in touch with us. And thank you for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.